So that's how I'm इसीलिए प्रोनाउंस लाइक इत्तभी ब्रहितम राजा निसम्मा भरतर सभा राजा
भूय
वैयासखी ऋषि कवि
किमानुभूय
Goswami is learned and poet. These are the qualifications of Vaishnava. As you know, there are 26 qualifications mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and one of the qualifications is Kavi, poet. Every Vaishnava in our disciplic succession, all the Vaishnavas, in the later ages, within 200 years, during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, there were Vrindavana Thakur, Vaishnava, Lachan Das Thakur, Kavi Karanapur, they're all big poets. Later on, Vidyapati, Chandidas, Chandidas before Lord Chaitanya. Jayadev, he also before Lord Chaitanya. All big, big kavis. The Jayadev kavis, there's Pralaya Paya Dijali, Dikhman, Sibiram. So a Vaishnava, devotee of the Lord, is expected to have all good qualities. The more you become advanced in Krishna consciousness, all the good qualities that were covered by the cloud of Maya will come out. Good qualities are already there. Just like Krishna has got 64 good qualities in full, and we are minute particles of Krishna, therefore we have got also those good qualities in minute particles. But these good qualities are now covered. Just like fire is covered by the ashes. So it does not act. Although there is fire, but when it is covered by ashes, it does not act. So we are fire. Krishna is fire, we are also fire in quality. There's a big fire, bleeding fire, and the sparks. The sparks are also fire. Therefore, sometimes desire to imitate Krishna. Because we have got these qualities in minute quantity, so we think that I am God. We do not know the quantitative difference. That we forget. We can say we are God, but teeny God, not discipline. Spark, fire, blazing fire and spark. Now this quality, fire, this also becomes almost unseen when we are in this material world. Just like if the fire sparks fall down out of the blazing fire, it becomes extinguished. So in order to ignite again our fiery quality, we must go back to the original fire. Then the fiery quality, the brilliant fiery quality, will again be exhibited. This is Krishna consciousness movement. So, when we are in the process of going back to home, back to Godhead, out of so many qualities, 26 qualities becomes very, at least they become manifest. And out of the 26 qualities, the one quality is to become a poet. Poet he is. Nobody can become poet unless he is poet. So Kavi and Rishi, Muni Rishi, those are philosophers, learned scholars, they are called Muni Rishi. So, read the part one.
A true devotee of the Lord automatically develops all godly qualities, and some of the common features of those qualities are as follows. He is kind, truthful, truthful, equable, faultless, magnanimous, mild, clean, non-possessive, a well-wisher to all, satisfied, surrendered to Krishna, without hankering, simple, fixed, self-controlled, a battle-seater, staying, mannerly, fireless, grave, sympathetic, friendly, poetic, expert, and silent. Out of these 26 features,
with the advancement of our spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, we should verify whether these qualities are becoming manifest in my person. Just like when you eat, you understand that you are getting strength. Appetite is being satisfied. Nobody requires to ask certificate. You can understand yourself. Bhakti parasanu bhava. Virakti annatra syat. If we are advancing in Krishna consciousness, then our detachment from material things will attachment for material things will decrease. This is one side. Virakti annatra. Just like our students, they have become averse to so many things. You are all young boys and girls. So many young boys and girls are going to restaurant, to cinema, and so many other things. But you have become detached. You have no more attraction. One side, progress of bhakti means one side we shall be detached, and another side we shall increase or attach. So these are the qualifications. The first qualification is kind. Just like the sannyasi or Rupananda Goswami, he has got a nice child, wife, nice wife, but being kind to the humanity is expected. So now, this is kindness. No homely comfort. This is kindness. Lokanam hitakarino. Tattva surna masika mandala patisanim sadha tuccha. Bhutya dhina ganesako karanaya kopina kanthasito. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are ministers. Ministers, not ordinary men. And therefore their association was most aristocratic. Mandala patisanim. Mandala Patisani, big man who has got many followers, leaders of the society. So he gave up that association. Tutsu is what it is now. Give up Rupa Goswami. Takva Purnamasi Samandala Patisani Sada Tutsha. Tutsha means insignificant. What is it? Then what did you? What he began? Bhutya dina tanesa ko karunaya ko vina pantha sito. You have seen Rupa Goswami's picture. Only a little cloth. Pantha. Pantha means handmade quilt. All the rejected cloth, they are put together and sealed. It is called Pantha. They utilize in rejected cloth. That is called Pantha. So, these Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami accepted this mendicant life, although they are ministers, very rich men. Not only Rupa Goswami, all the Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son of his father and uncle. And in those days, the income was 12 lakhs, 1,200,000 of rupees. Almost king. So, for being compassionate with these poor fellows who have forgotten Krishna and working simply, unnecessarily so hard to get some bread, that's all. Mudha. So, by becoming kind upon them, they took this mendicant order. Therefore, kindness and peaceful. Vaishnava is never turbulent. But the demons, they create disturbance. Vaishnava is peaceful. Peaceful, truthful, truthful. A Vaishnava knows the ultimate truth, Krishna. Therefore, he's truthful. And equal. He has no distinction. Oh, here is a man, here is an animal. The animal has no soul, the man is soul. They have no such conclusion. Every living entity has known. As Krishna says, Sarvajoni is gone there. So he's kind not only to the human society. These philanthropies, altruists, nationalists, this is, that is, this. They're partial. First of all, they are merely kind. They are not kind. They are all selfish. But even though they are kind, they are kind to their own men, not even outsiders. Not to the outsiders. In your country, they will throw away grains. But there are so many hungry people. Why they should not give? Produce more. If you have got land, if you have got men. But they are not producing, they are not engaging. Then they are becoming hippies and they are lying idle without any production. God has given so much land, war, produce, distribute, prasada. This is kindness. But because they are not Krishna conscious, they cannot be kind. Faultless. You cannot find any whole of the devotee. Faultless. Magnanimous. Thinking for all living entities. There is no distinction. So I am American, I shall think for the American. I am Indian, I shall think for, no? Magnanimous. The most magnanimous is Lord Chaitanya. Namo Mahavadanaya. Krishna Priyam Pradhan. Magnanimous. Giving Krishna Priyam, which is very rare. Krishna says, Manishanam Sahasrishu Pachidyatu Tishidda. It is very difficult to understand what is Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya is distributing Krishna like anything. Therefore, Mahavadan, magnanimous. Mind and me, clean, always cleanliness, because that surpassed the stage of Brahminical life. Therefore, must be very clean by taking bath, by washing cloth, by keeping the kitchen very clean, everything clean, temple. Tan mandira majanadishu. Sri Vigrahara Dhanavittamana Singara Tant Mandira Majra. The temple should be bright, always clean. Then non-possessive. Materialistic person, they are trying to possess more. But now, simply what is absolutely necessary, must have. Just like we don't keep any furniture, you know. What is the use of furniture? We can lie down on the floor. So many things, materialistic person they possess. But we try to simplify the matter, plainly. Well wisher to all. Well wisher. That's why we are inviting for all students to save your country. They are becoming hippies. And it's not, future is very gloom. Try to save them. So, but now we always think like that. How people will be helped? Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Vaishnava desire is not exploitation. Vaishnava desire is that how others will be happy, how they will understand Krishna. how they will get happiness in this life or next life. This is Vaishnava. Satisfied in any condition. Not that I must have all these things, then I will be satisfied. Otherwise I am going from the temple. No, this is not Vaishnava qualification. You must be with the devotees, even if you are not satisfied. Any condition you should be satisfied. Because as soon as you leave the company, you will become again rogues, again demons. At least you will be saved if you keep with the company of the devotees. Satam prasanga mama vinja sangita. If you give up the company, then you will again become rogues and demons. Therefore you must be satisfied. In whatever country, whatever Krishna has given, that's all. Satisfied. Surrender to Krishna. And that satisfaction can be achieved only when one is fully surrendered to Krishna. If I am surrendered to Krishna, Krishna is taking my charge. Krishna says, Ahankara sarva papi, bhamma khasami, then why should I bother myself? If I am thinking of serving, it is also Krishna's grace. We should take like even in my consideration, I am in a position which is apparently suffering, we must accept that Krishna's grace. Alright, I surrender to Krishna, if Krishna is giving me suffering, that's alright. That is it. Oh, I am surrendered to Krishna, and now Krishna is giving me suffering. Oh, leave Krishna concept. That is not surrender. Surrender means in any condition, you remain surrender. That is surrender. Not that I put my own condition and if you satisfy me, then I surrender. That is business. That is not surrender. Surrender means it's any condition. Fully surrender to Krishna. Without hankering. What is hankering? Why is like the hankering? I know Krishna will give me all protection, otherwise I hanker. Without hankering. Simple. No duplicity. Simple. The worldly man, they are goodly, speaking something, teacher. That is one of the qualifications of materialistic man. He must be teacher. There are four defects. Commit mistakes, to be illusion, to become cheater, and imperfect senses. This is called material life, condition life. You must commit mistakes. I am a great philosopher, we are talking about the philosopher. So many contradictory things they say. Because he is an ordinary man. How you can say the right thing? It is not possible. Right thing can be said only by liberated person. That we take advice from the liberated. Just like we are understanding all this. From that day, from Sukadeva Goswami, they are liberated. We are not reading from Mr. John or Mills' book, no. Liberated soul. But that should be our source of knowledge. Mannerly, prideless, grave. Grave means don't talk nonsense. Don't talk nonsense. Don't waste time. If you have got time, chant Hare Krishna. But don't talk nonsense. Grave, that is called gravity. Grave, sympathetic. We should be very much sympathetic if some of our fellow men fall sick. We must take care of him, give help him. Because after all, you have this body, sometimes you may fall sick. So, we should be sympathetic and friendly. Everyone friend. And Krishna is friend of everyone. Suridam Sarvabhutanam. So if you are Krishna's representative, how I can be any of anyone else? I must be friend. Friendly, poetic, and expert, and silent. Silent vata, not advertising. Silent. These are the qualities and numbers. So you must try to follow, not imitate, but follow. Follow, that is nice. Then?
Out of these 26 prominent circuits of a devotee, as described by Krishna Das Kaviraj, the qualification of being poetic is especially mentioned herein in relation to Shukadeva Goswami. The presentation of Srila Bhagavatam by his recitation is the highest poetic contribution. He was a self-realized learned sage. In other words, he was a poet of most of the sages.
So? Next verse.
Thank you.